Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 31, 1806. High winds. The flotilla of canoes is rapidly going down the river with both current and oars. But today is a different story. The wind gets so high that the party puts to shore, and even then some of the canoes are blown into the water. Captain Clark writes about this dangerous wind.
All wet and disagreeable this morning. At 11:30 p.m. last night, the wind shifted about to the northwest, and it began to rain with hard claps of thunder and lightning. The clouds passed over, and the wind shifted about to the southwest, and blew with great violence, so much so that all hands were obliged to hold the canoes in pirogue to prevent their being blown off from the sandbar. However, a sudden squall of wind broke the cables of the two small canoes, and with some difficulty they were got to shore. Soon after, the two canoes in which Sergeant Pryor and the Indians go in broke loose with Weiser and Willard in them, and were blown quite across the river to the northeast shore, where fortunately they arrived safe. I sent Sergeant Joe Ordway with a small pirogue and six men to pursue the two canoes and assist them in effecting a landing. These two canoes being tied together, two men could not manage them. The wind slackened a little, and by 2 a.m., Sergeant Ordway, with Willard, Weiser, and the two canoes returned all safe. The wind continued to blow, and it rained until daylight, all wet and disagreeable. All the party examined their arms and put them in order, and we set out and proceeded on down. Saw several Indians on the hills until we passed the island of Cedar, 9 a.m. At 4 p.m., passed the dome and lowest village of Barking Squirrels. We saw no game of any kind today. We encamped on the northeast side, a little below our encampment of the 5th of September, on No Preserve Island, having come 70 miles. Captain William Clark, August 31, 1806.
Cedar Island is between Gregory and Charles Mix counties, South Dakota. In regard to the dome, Clark first noticed this landmark on September 7, 1804, and then called it a cupola. It has now been identified as the Tower in Boyd County, Nebraska, and is presently called Old Baldy. On Clark's atlas map, it is called the Steeple. No Preserve Island was named on the journey up the river in 1804. The Corps had just run out of fruit preserves that day. Tomorrow, more Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.